You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, John Bukema has been on Smithers Council for 8 years, and as we approach the October municipal elections in BC, he is preparing to step up and run for mayor following the departure of current mayor Gladys Attrill. Bukema knows the challenges that face Smithers, how to expand the tax base, utilizing the airport and making it financially viable, and bringing some kind of resolution to the homeless encampment by moving forward with a BC housing project years in the making. But will his steady hand be enough to capture the votes he needs to be elected mayor in October? Today we speak with John Bukema as he prepares his campaign. Stay with us.
My name is John Bukema, and I'm planning to run for mayor in 2026 in Smithers. I've been on council for the last 8 years, and one of the longer serving members of council. During those 8 years, I've had a lot of different experiences on council, been on a lot of different committees. During this term, I've been chair of the finance committee for the entire 4 years. Really enjoyed that. Enjoyed the challenge of chairing meetings. And I've also been the town rep on the chamber the last 4 years, which I've really enjoyed, and it's given me a real appreciation for the importance of small business in our community and what a vital role they play.
Yeah, for sure. Well, John, first, thanks for joining us on CICK News. As we get into the next few weeks here, this is going to be the mode for part of our coverage. And it's quite exciting. Every few years we get to do this, and we love sitting down and having these conversations. And so I guess the first question would be, you kind of introduced yourself there, but what's your background? How would people know you other than being on council here in the community?
I've lived in Smithers since 1999. I have worked in a school environment for 20 of those years and often had leadership positions in schools, principal, vice principal. So I feel like leadership is something I'm comfortable with. I also had a 7-year stint in between where I worked for an accounting firm in town here for Todd Larson and Associates. Okay. And those were really good years for me too, because I learned a lot about finances during those 7 years. And I also had a chance to meet a lot of people I would never have met otherwise.
I guess, John, it's hard to think back 8 years ago where things were at. You know, that would have been around COVID times, pre-COVID. And obviously, since then, there's been a lot more financial pressures on communities like this. Also, culturally with, having cultural events and whatnot in town. Never mind, the social aspect of what we saw over those years, which were, quite tough. And so you've seen kind of the good and the bad, the ugly over these last 8 years. But what makes you the right person for this job? You've spent this time as a counselor, and why did you want to jump into this?
The main reasons I've decided to jump into the mayoral race is I've had a lot of people encouraging me to do so. I think they recognize that my 8 years of council experience have prepared me for the job. I've had a lot of endorsements from people who are presently in council, which has meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the present councillors and Mayor Attrill herself has also encouraged me to run. And then I'm also entering a different phase of life. I retired from the workforce in June, and being mayor is definitely a full-time job, and I feel like I'm now at a stage in life where I would have the time for the job. Yeah. And another reason why is, if I was to be honest, I just love politics. Politics is a love for me. Yeah.
No doubt. I guess, you mentioned liking the challenge of chairing meetings. Yeah. And, you know, we've sat on a board, you know, together, the library board, in the past. And, you know, a lot of the times, a lot of meetings, it's not the first place that people would want to go and spend their time. But obviously, this is a big part of our democracy. You know, we see, you know, dwindling people running for these positions. Often many communities, small communities in BC, you have people that are acclaimed. You know, there's no nomination. There's you know, virtually no campaigning. That's just the spot they're in. That's not the case here. You know, there are a number of other people who are vying for the mayor position, never mind the rest of council. So what's your vision and what are you offering to voters that would make you the right person for the job?
Yeah, like I said, I think I've had leadership positions much of my life. I think most people on council right now would say that I'm a good team player. Gladys sometimes will say to me, John, you need to toot your own horn a little bit more. but it's not really who I am as a person. I don't always see leadership that way. Like when I think of being a leader, I think of someone who, yeah, I always think of when you're a leader, you're a servant. And when you're a leader, you have to care deeply about people. And to me, leadership is also about building a team. Yeah. So you know, in the case of a council, if there's seven of you, you build a team where everyone feels valued and appreciated and feels like their gifts are being used. And then you try and set a common vision together as a team, and then you get to work. And that's how I view leadership. But yeah, I'm not a real rah, 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 look how wonderful I am kind of person. It's just not my nature. Mm-hmm. It's not how I was raised, if I was to be honest. Yeah, yeah.
John, you've been on council for 8 years, and obviously, there could be higher attendance in the gallery, you know, watching these council meetings. It arguably is the most transparent level of government, especially these days. They're all broadcast online and whatnot. But if there's, you know, something that you wanted folks who don't really know you, voters who don't really know you, what would that be? How would you like them to know you?
Like Gladys often describes me as just a reasonable person, and I think that's one of the things about me. I'm not a real flashy kind of person. That's not my nature. I just try and be steady, and yeah, people are really important to me. Like in my leadership positions at school too, like to me, caring deeply about people is incredibly important to me. Yeah. Yeah, and making people feel valued and appreciated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Going into this race, what are some of the things, the accomplishments that you've seen on council, and what are some of the things that you hope to continue? Because this is, you know, this is almost a decade you've been on council. Yeah. There's been a lot of things that have come and gone. So what are some of the accomplishments you feel good about, and what is the work that's still needing to be done that, obviously, jumping into this race, that will have you potentially at the helm leading some of this?
Yeah, I mean, I've given some thought to things that are really important to me, and like probably priority number one for me is the library. I think anyone who has observed our community the last few years knows the library's had a pretty tough go of it. And I think the Heartstring building is going to be a perfect location for the library. I've been in that building several times in the last few months, and I think it's going to make a wonderful library space. Council has approved a design already. The project will go to tender soon. And I look forward to the days when the library will have a new location. It's such an important part of our community. The council that I'm presently a part of too, we've really made infrastructure a priority. I think if you drive around town, you'll notice how much you know, money we've spent on roads and sidewalks. That's been a real priority, and it's definitely a priority for me too. As a council, I'm really proud of the fact too that we've made asset management really important. So we've created a lot of reserves so that when you need assets in the future, the money is there. And I think that's something that's really fair to future generations, just to know that we're already, you know, creating these reserves. So when you need a new fire truck down the road, or you need a new front end loader, or you need a piece of equipment at the airport, the money's there. And to me, that's very responsible stewardship of town finances. Mm-hmm. And as a council too, we've made it a real priority to spend RBA funds strategically, and that's definitely a priority for me. RBA funds have just been such a wonderful gift to our community. I mean, I don't know if your listeners know that, but we've received approximately $22 million to spend over 5 years. We hope the province will commit to another 5 years of RBA funds. So we have tried as a council to spend those funds very strategically, and I think we have. RBA, there's a sign on outside the library too that, you know, says this building was purchased with RBA funds. And and then the airport is a real priority for this council. We had someone draw up an airport master plan recently and share it with our council. And one of the things we learned is that small regional airports all over Canada, they're having a hard time being financially viable. Mm-hmm. But as a council, we know how important the airport is to our community. So we want to make sure that we keep our airport. And you may have seen the Facebook article recently about two members of town staff sitting down with WestJet in Calgary, trying to convince WestJet to maybe, create a route from Smithers to somewhere in Alberta. And that would be wonderful. And we've got a new airport manager who's pretty keen, and I think he's, you know, working hard to try and find a second carrier for Smithers. And then probably another priority for me is just to, you know, to make sure that BC Housing honors their promise to build the housing next door to Town Hall. Those shelter beds and those low-cost housing units are something that are desperately needed in this community, and I think would be just a wonderful addition to our community. Yeah, those are five things that come to mind. And yeah, I'm also, I think I said it in a newspaper article, but I'm incredibly proud to be a part of the two councils I've been a part of. We've done politics the right way, you know, in a world where there's so much infighting in political circles. Like, we have always done, we're all over the political spectrum, and that's okay, that's a good thing. I mean, when I think of a community, a healthy council is one that's all over the spectrum. But mm-hmm. we always do politics respectfully, not adversarially. I know Mayor Attrill has said to me sometimes when she talks to some of her mayor colleagues in other parts of the country, they're jealous that she has a council where people are not bickering and fighting all the time. And so, yeah, I'm enormously proud of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the last thing, John, before we wrap up here. It's a good point, and I just want to end on that point, because we have seen a lot of that more, that adversarial conflict within politics, municipal politics, provincial, federal, as of late. But you're right, you know, it's more intimate politics in a municipality. You know, you're going to see these people every day just walking around town, and particularly here, you know, it's only about 5,000 people here, so it's hard to hide, you know, in this town. Moving forward, you know, what's the message to voters that you want them to what you want them, you want to leave them with? What's the message you want to leave voters with out on the campaign trail, knowing that it is potential that we could see some of that adversarial discussion, conversation within this run of municipal council, because it has come up before, And so what's your message to voters going forward now that you're going to be hitting the campaign trail in a couple of weeks here with others, that you hope that you'll capture their vote?
To me, what I kind of hang my hat on a little bit is just the fact that there's a lot of people in the present council who see mayoral gifts in me, and that's meant a lot. Their support has meant a lot to me, and I'm probably not super well known in the community, but again, that says something to me, that just, you know, their encouragement to run for mayor is, I just think that's probably the biggest reason why I'm running for mayor. Yeah. Yeah. And as far as, I certainly hope that, you know, this election campaign is not adversarial. There's no reason for it to be. Like, I always think if you're going to run for council, you should run a very respectful campaign. It shouldn't be about mudslinging or saying bad things about your opponents. That's not what politics should be. Mm. Yeah, we just need to have respectful dialogue. I find whenever we have the candidates forum, it's generally very respectful dialogue that happens, and that's the way campaigns should occur. Yeah.
Okay, John. Well, thanks for the time, and I'm sure we'll speak again over the next couple of months, but we'll see you out there on the campaign trail.
Thanks for this time, Dan. It's always good to see you again.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.